Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And about halfway through the show, the sun is out, a little cold, still enjoyable though. So, grab your coffee, get ready for the day. I think we should have a good day, right? It's winter, but that's okay. It's time to rest, or even, hey, if you're a skier, get out to the ski resort, do that type of thing. But I am not one of those, so that's okay. Anyways, call us with questions. We've had some good questions today. In regards to, anything from outdoor, indoor. It's not just about, the time of season. If you have questions for the spring and you're just looking to get ready, we can help you out with some of those things as well, right? We talked a little bit first part of the show about plants that are good to add value or curb appeal to the home, right? Going into the spring, if you're looking to sell your house again, just looking to sell your house, there are things that you can add to just when somebody's walking in to make you feel a little bit like, oh, this is a nice house. And flowers are part of that. So, it's not just about, obviously we think about the inside a lot of the home, but the inside as well. And so that's what, I was kind of discussing, giving you some options of plants that you could use out there. Now we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. So Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Happy New Year first to you.
You as well.
I got two questions. I want to raise onions from seed. Is there any special soil? Is it just the potting soil I have to use or seed starting, or how is that?
I would still use like a seed starting like you would any of your seeds.
Mm.
Because they don't have any roots. They don't have anything at first, right? And we're looking for them to start to develop a little bit of that root because it's going to need the root in order to develop the actual onion to get thicker, stronger, etc. So that's why I would say use your seed starting soil the same way as always. Water the soil first.
Mm-hmm.
Not so it's, soaking wet, but there's moisture in it so that you're not really having to water right away. Because we don't want to have to water the soil that is completely dry and have that seed float to the top. right, when you water that first time. So we're looking for you to continue doing the same things that you would if it was just a regular everyday seed.
Mm-hmm. But do I don't have to cut them off or anything when they come up, do I? Don't, you know, trim them?
Well, so, you know, I don't believe you. That's what you're looking to do, because we're looking to get it thicker. Mm-hmm. You know, it eventually, it needs some sort of structure to pull in, you know, do some of the photosynthesis, pull some of the light into the plant as well. So, you know, I don't believe you would have to do that.
Uh-huh. But then so do I have to transplant them after they're up or not?
Well, so, you know, once they've gotten to a certain point, that's when you're looking to transplant them, right?
Uh-huh.
We're looking to these, so, you know, to start off with some of these, we're looking to plant these about, you know, 8 to 10 weeks before your last frost,
mm-hmm.
indoors,
mm-hmm.
so that you don't have to transplant them from, like, one pot inside to the next, you know what I mean? So you can actually... So you're just transplanting them once, and that would be into the ground.
Okay. All right.
Right. So in your area, it's going to be a little bit earlier than me, but pretty close to about the same. You're probably beginning of May.
Yeah.
So, you know, count back 10 weeks is what I would think of.
Okay.
Right. And then you kind of figure out, all right, this is the day I'm going to do it. And when you plant them, obviously, like you were saying, you know, what type of soil? So it's the seed starter soil. But one thing I want you to actually be able to do with that plant is create like a little like dome, if possible. You know, if you're doing it in like six packs, some of those six pack trays that you can buy come with like a cover. Because what it's doing is creating like a little greenhouse in there, because we want to have it like a 70, 75 degrees in there. So to warm it up in there. You know, the
what
other thing,
about,
go
what
ahead.
About those burpee ones with the, you know, they have those cones in, like the seed starting mix in it? Would that be good or not?
It has like the cone, you said?
Yeah, it has like the soil in a compact in the tray.
Yeah. You could do something along those lines without a problem, definitely.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
The other thing that you could look at doing is... if you can't get the heat, the temperature warm enough, looking at using like a seed mat, heat mat, okay, and putting that underneath it. But once they've kind of sprouted and they're starting to show some of the leaves, that's when you want to take that dome off. You don't want to leave the dome on top of that because it'll create too much humidity and can really affect the plant itself.
Uh-huh.
But, you know... It's one of those things where we're also going to need to harden the seedlings off before getting them transplanted. So that's the other thing to think about, because if we put it out too early, all the work you've done, you know what I mean? So you're going to bring it outside, and this can take up to 4 weeks.
Really? Yeah.
Depending upon the area and depending upon how cold it gets. So usually you kind of look at about 4 weeks prior to the last frost date. So,
I think that's like around Mother's Day or a little after. It all depends on the weather.
Exactly. Right. And then you kind of say, all right, I'm going to start bringing it outside during the day, where it'll get like, you know, 3-4 hours of sun, and then you bring them in the rest of the day, and then you slowly increase the exposure to outside, right?
Uh-huh.
So that it's going to help get those plants so when they get into the ground, they're okay. The biggest thing with, like, the seedlings is you want them to be about 4, 5, 6 inches tall.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, that's when it's okay to transplant them outside as well.
Okay.
So we're looking for a couple things here. We're looking for the last frost. We're looking to harden them off, but we're also looking for a certain height in them to know that they're going to be safe out there, right?
Okay. What about fertilizer?
So the fertilizer you won't use until, you know, you're getting it ready for the ground. right? So when you're getting the ground ready, mm-hmm. and I would do this with any, like, vegetable-type garden, is mix in, like, a 5-10-5 or a 10-10-10. These guys want more phosphorus than they would want the nitrogen and potassium. So a 5-10-5 would be good for the onions. But you mix it into the soil when you're getting the soil ready. So it's, you know, good to go. And then from there, that's when you plant. But the idea is to get that fertilizer, the granular fertilizer, in there. So it's a little bit slower release. But it also helps enrich the soil ready for you.
What about onion food? They have that onion food. Could I use that?
You could, but, like, I'd have to look and see what the numbers are on it.
Okay.
But at first, we're looking to help develop those, you know, and help develop roots, and phosphorus is a really helps develop those roots. So that's why I was saying we want to look at, like, a 5-10-5.
Okay.
The onion food, depending upon what the numbers are, might be like a during the growing season use. This is a, like, get everything ready type.
Okay.
So that's how I would look at it.
Okay.
All right.
And I have one more question about a lily, if I could.
Yeah, no, definitely. So hang tight with me. On the other side of the break, we will try to answer that lily question for you. For everyone else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Mary, and she had another question for us in regards to lilies. So, Mary, what was that question?
Well, I had this lily I got maybe from last April or May. It's a sweet-smelling one, and it has a long stalk now up, but it don't have no leaves. I was wondering, should I cut that stalk off, the branch off, the stalk? Should I cut that off? And it says repot it in March and give it fertilizer. And I'd like to know what kind of fertilizer can I give it to restart that bulb.
So that the stem that's there is kind of, is it turned brown, yellow?
Yep, it's just standing there.
Yeah, you can cut that right back to about a half inch above the ground there.
Okay.
And you when you're repotting it, getting it ready, this would be one, like you said, in March to do. You could use just a light soil. Indoor-outdoor type mix of soil. And you could use like an all-purpose type fertilizer with it, like a 5-5-5, 10-10-10. You could even use that 5-10-5 that we were talking about for the onions, right? Because it's going to help with root development a little bit more, which will then help with the shoots to grow a stronger plant for you. So that would be fine, any of those in the granular form, because granular form usually takes a little bit longer to release everything. And then as the season grows or goes and the plant grows, you can actually fertilize it with just a general all-purpose type fertilizer, liquid fertilizer. You'd have no problem doing that.
Okay, great.
Okay,
thank you very much.
All right, Mary, you have a great rest of your day.
I hope you do, too.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Sorry about that. We got Carolyn in Washington.
Carolyn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Hi. I just discovered you this morning, and I still haven't got your name right. Is it Paul Behring?
So that my father was Paul Parent, and my name is Patrick. My dad had the show for a number of years, and we're just continuing on talking about gardening.
So what was the last name again? Barrett?
Parent.
Parent.
Like mother and father.
Okay, and are you on for an hour or a half hour?
We're actually on 4 hours every Sunday.
Oh.
Depending upon your location, gets a different time frame.
I'm in Washington. When did you start?
So I start 6 a.m. Eastern time. Two and a half hours ago, but you can actually go to GCN, to the GCN website, or you could even go to our website at paulparent.com, so PAULPARENT.com, and right at the top it says listen live, and you can get the whole show and old shows, that type of thing. So for any of your like gardening questions or anything along those lines, you can get it right there.
Okay, and do you lean towards organic or no?
Oh, I love organic products, but I give options on organic and synthetic. At the end of the day, I can push you to one way or the other, but it's up to you on how you want to go. I think organics are obviously the way to go, but sometimes there are some synthetics out there that you might just have to use once. But I tend to, I tend to go more towards the organics if possible.
Good. Okay. I have 100 questions, but I'm going to zero in on my beets. Last 2 years, I've grown beets. This is 23, so in 21, when I grew beets, it was the same as 22, and that was not good. They start out good. The leaves are great. They look so wonderful. And then they seem to stop growing the root bulb toward the end.
Okay.
And I'm waiting for the beet to get bigger, and instead I get a disease comes over the leaves, and then the whole thing dies, and they're all stunted. And I did amend the soil a lot this last time because I have chickens.
Okay.
Didn't help.
All right. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to hang tight for me because I'm going to hit a break. On the other side of the break, we'll go over some things that we can do to help your beets. So hang tight. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA News Update. Police in North Carolina investigating the death of 5 people, including 3 minors, as a murder-suicide.
It happened Saturday morning in High Point when police received calls of 2 people screaming for help. Captain Matt Truitt says officers forced their way into the home where they discovered the 5 victims.
Officers were doing what's called a protective sweep to check for victims and or suspects. And once they ended up clearing the entire home inside, they unfortunately found 3 deceased juveniles and 2 deceased adults.
Officers say they have no reason to believe there is any threat to the community. Police are not releasing more details to protect their investigation. I'm Jerry Barmash.
One person has died in an avalanche in Colorado yesterday. Search and rescue teams recovered the body of a 58-year-old male. The search continues for the other male victim. Corey Myers, USA News.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Carolyn, and she had a question in regards to her beets. The beets tend to, they start to grow, but then they just don't completely develop the bulb itself, right? The beet. And so she's wondering why. So I have a couple things, couple questions in regards to it so we can kind of get you the best answer. Now, when you put these in the seedlings, do you thin the seedlings out once you've planted them?
Yes, I do.
Now
And I don't start them indoors. I put them in a crib.
Okay. And now, when you thin them, is it about like, a couple inches, 3 inches?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Because usually with the beets, they love to have about 3 inches apart, and
right.
Then the rows that are about 12 inches apart. So, like to make sure that that's one of the things you do, because sometimes that can be the problem. What it does is overcrowding creates almost too much shade on parts of it as well. So let me kind of move on to see, how your soil is. Have you had a soil test done in the past couple of years in that area?
No.
So beets don't like very acidic soil, but I know in Washington they sometimes be more alkaline soil. So what I'd love for you to do is be able to get like a soil sample. You can do it in multiple ways. One, you can get a sample sent to like a university in the area that does soil testing, because that'll be able to tell you what your pH is, what nutrients are in there, because they need at least above a 5.5, closer to 6.5 type pH rating. And that pH is going to help determine how active the other nutrients in the soil are going to be to help develop the beet itself. Now, the beets, usually one of the other reasons why it doesn't develop big is because it doesn't have enough phosphorus in the soil. If there's too much nitrogen as well, that can slow down the growth of a beet. Right, so you could have nice top growth at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just slows down, which means there's something going on in the soil.
Right.
So you need to add phosphorus to the soil.
Okay.
So phosphorus is the second number when it comes to fertilizing. So there's three numbers, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. So you'll see it on a bag. It might just say NPK, which would be the scientific symbols for nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. Excuse me. So we're looking for something maybe like a 5-10-5 or even just a like a triple phosphate, like a 0-18-0.
Okay.
Might be good because it's not only going to help the plant, but it's going to help in the area with the development of the actual beet itself. Because the beet is a root, right?
Right.
And phosphorus helps develop roots. So the phosphorus in that's going to help grow stronger, larger roots and the beet itself.
And that'll improve the flavor, too. There was no flavor to them.
It should as well, because what's probably happening is because there's not a lot of the right nutrients in the soil, it can't take up those right nutrients to get the flavor to it as well. So I highly recommend getting that soil test done. You could even buy like a soil test kit online or at a local garden center. They come in multiple ways. One where it's just like a little package where you add a little bit of water to the soil. The soil, you mix it up and it'll change the color to show you where the pH level is.
Okay.
Or they have a specific, like a digital one that has a probe that goes right in the soil, and you click a button and it's going to tell you the pH level. But we want to make sure that it's not just right at the top of the soil. We want to go down, you know, 6, 8, 10 inches, because that's where a lot of the nutrients are getting pulled into the soil and up into the soil where the beets are growing, because the main roots underneath it are going to be pulling up into the bulb.
Right.
So really, I think a lot of this could have something to do with the soil. Now, the other thing is you said it's only been a couple of years of doing this. You grew them in the past?
Yes.
So, you know, I would also look at, and you said you enriched the soil. You enriched it with probably like compost, things like that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But that only can give you so many of the nutrients that you need.
Apparently.
So that, yeah. But if soil has been used for so long, so many years in a row, it loses some of those,
right,
you know, those nutrients. So adding the compost, I would add compost every year, no matter what the, if it's good or bad, harvest, because that compost is going, the organic matter in the soil actually helps activate those nutrients even more. When you have little organic matter in the soil, it's hard for the nutrients to completely be activated. So that's why adding that organic matter every year is a huge thing for your plants.
Okay.
So definitely look at seeing if you can get some sort of soil test done, because I think that's where the issue is going to be.
Okay. Do you have time for a second question?
Yeah, of course.
My strawberries, same thing. I have sent for strawberries, not berries, but the plant.
Yep.
And I plant them, and it seems like they do really well the first year. Second year has come just about a dud. I mean, they have a hard time producing decent-sized berries, and I try to fertilize them, and it just doesn't seem to help. Same problem with as the beets?
Well, it could have some issues with some of the soil as well. Are they close to where you're planting the beets, or a different area? The
completely different.
Okay. So, obviously, it can take a little bit of time. The first season that they come in, right, they've been started elsewhere. They've been in a almost like a perfect condition because they're in, if you're growing plants, that you get the plant, it's been growing somewhere in that condition. So usually the second year, sometimes there's a little bit a drawback because it's getting used to your soil, everything along those lines. So what I would be doing, is, you know, following the normal way of growing the strawberries. And then the protection after they're done growing is the big thing.
Really?
Is making sure that when they go down for the winter, they have some protection.
Oh.
You know, mulching over them, right? You're going to
With what? I have used straw, and then it seems to they rot under there, and it's hard to work around straw.
Yeah, so a lot of people use straw. You could also use, like, a salt marsh hay. There's some products out there that you can buy that comes usually in, like, a bale, like a... a small bale that is like a, they call it like a seeding mulch or like a ground cover type mulch. And what that is it's just ground up straw. That's a lot of the times it's heated up so it takes the weed seeds out of it.
Okay.
And you put that underneath to help protect it for the winter.
You said underneath. What do you mean underneath?
Well, over the whole plant. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And it'll eventually, the plants grow through it in the spring, and that helps keep some of the weeds out.
Okay.
That's when you would want to remove some of it. But it needs the winter to get going for the next season, right? So it needs to go into a dormant period. It needs to rejuvenate so that can happen. One of the things that can happen sometimes with strawberries is say we don't have them completely protected in the early spring and we get a late frost or a frost that, you know, outside starts to thaw a little bit, but it's still winter. We haven't gotten into that next season yet, and it kind of can sometimes affect those buds. Right, can affect the buds at the beginning of the season, which affects them for the rest of the season. So that's part of it. That could be some of what you're seeing throughout the season.
How often do I have to get rid of the parent plant?
It's every few years, I would say. It's depending upon when the fruit is bearing. If it's the ever-bearing or there's the June-bearing, there's the, you know, it depends on the season that it's going, can determine that. You know, it's probably every 3-4 years.
Okay.
The other thing, too, is some of these need to be cut back a little bit if they didn't do well, right? Cut them back to almost about 2 inches. And get rid of all the rest of it. And sometimes what that does is it kind of shocks the plant and rejuvenates it and says...
When do you do that?
That's going to be in the spring.
Spring.
Okay. And you want to use a fertilizer, like a 10-10-10, right?
Okay.
So that 10-10-10, it's going to help rejuvenate them a little bit. And that fertilizer for... it's going to really be for the next season. So we're not looking to do that right away. We're looking to do that in late summer, early fall.
Okay.
Because what that's going to do is going to help the roots develop. It's helped the plant kind of get ready for winter, go into the dormancy period, and then be ready for the spring.
So I didn't do that. So now what?
Well, so this spring, you can do the same thing.
Okay.
I just, for going forward to help you. That's
okay.
The best time to do it. Okay?
In spring, okay.
But the overwintering and protecting it is huge because if it gets hit from a frost, sometimes it can hit those at the very beginning stages when it's starting to pop up, show new growth, but showing the buds, the flowers, and then you don't have as many flowers, which then turns into no fruit. And so that's why that protection is a big thing for it.
So right. right now in the dead of winter, there's nothing I can do or should do.
Well, so if the plants are exposed right now and you can get to them, I'd try to cover them up a bit if you could.
Okay.
Right? And you could even use at this time, if you can only get like mulch, like a shredded mulch, that would be fine too. We're just looking to protect the area so the root system stays at a consistent temperature. And that's what that mulch does. It's protecting it so there's no freeze-thaw effect.
Okay.
Because that's what kills a lot of plants is the freeze-thaw effect. Where all of a sudden, you know, the ground's frozen, then we get a warm day. It thaws, the roots start to wake up a little bit, and then it freezes again. And it slowly kills back the root system. And that could be what's going on.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Carolyn, you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, phone number 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And sun's out, looking nice out there. Enjoy it while we can. And, get out to the local garden center today. Go into the greenhouse, right? Enjoy it, because the greenhouses at this point are always, I would say almost always, about 70 degrees, right? So you can enjoy your time outside. We'll see some new plants, get some ideas, bring home some new house plants. And just remember, this is the easiest time of year, usually, to deal with house plants. You don't have to do a lot for them. They're looking to have that dormancy period. So you don't have to water them as much. You don't have to fertilize them. You kind of just get to enjoy them. But as the season wakes up, right, that's when you start to fertilize. Start to take care of the plants a little bit more. Do a few things to make that plant, successful. So this is a great time because you don't have to do a lot. So go to the garden center, enjoy the weather indoors because it's going to, like I said, it's always 70 in there. Enjoy it and see some new plants. So if you have some questions for us, we're here. So our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We got about a little over an hour, left with the show. So plenty of time if you have questions. We'll be here to help you out. Had some great questions already today. You guys are ready for spring. I can feel it in some of the questions we're getting. So definitely looking forward to spring and what we can be doing. You know, this is a time of year where we should be doing our research, too, for the spring. And saying, all right, I'm going to do a new lawn. I'm going to do a new garden. What are you going to do? Do that research now. So when the time hits, when go time is here for the garden or lawn, you already have everything taken care of. Right? We want to make sure that when the season hits, you just go right into it. Because the biggest thing is being able to enjoy it afterwards. If you start doing the research, as the season hits, you might not get to enjoy it that year. You know, the fruits of your labor are what we, want to make sure are taken care of. So that's just something I always tend to, talk about because I want to make sure you're ready for that next season. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And obviously, indoor plants, the watering, like I was saying, is less. Why is that? Well, the temperatures outside are cooler, which means our house, if you're having things in the window, it might be warmer in the house, but it's still cooler near a window. It's a little bit cooler outside. The plants don't dry out as quickly. They're not absorbing as much. The sun's not as high and not as hot. So they're not absorbing the water as quickly. So a lot of times with our plants, we don't have to water for 7 to 10 days. But when we do water, you should be looking at like a deep watering. Bring them into the bathroom. Put them in the shower, the tub. Water them there. Let them drain off and then water them again. So it's a deep soaking versus just a light watering. That's also what's going to allow them to be watered less, right? Because you're doing a deeper soaking, a deeper watering to allow them just to rest. And that's what they want this time of year. If you have some questions, call us. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few minutes.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.